Here with your Market Line Commodity Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. A bit of a pop in the wheat market to start the week after sliding last week. Virginia McGathy continues to voice concern, though, on the fundamental side due to large global stocks and a relatively strong dollar.
Now, wheat did have a mini rebound after, you know, the market just is really pushing lower and lower because overall there's a lot of wheat out there. Russia did raise their crop estimates. That's bearish. The U.S. dollar was up and then it started to pull back a little bit, but we're still at 97. I mean, these kind of numbers make it difficult for us to be competitive on the wheat side. Option expiration is on Friday, so perhaps we're going to see a little bit of tail wagging the dog this week. But after that, it's all going to be about weather.
Chicago July wheat futures yesterday jumped 3.5 cents to 485. July corn down 4.25 cents to 328.25. Club wheat of ordinary protein jumped 20 cents on the upper range of bidding, now 580 to 750. Dark northern spring wheat prices actually lower yesterday, ranging from 628.75 to 658.75 for 14% protein. Live cattle futures still staying pretty close to home, down 27.5 cents on the August board to $95.12. Feeder cattle for August down 80 cents to $131.75. And what a day for Class 3 milk, July up $1.01 to $22.19. This has been your Market Line Report. For more information, visit www.aginfo.net.